Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
So there's lots of implications for what kind of onslaught of leftism, of godless humanism is going to be coming our way. And it's also deceived many who are professing evangelicals as well. I saw a tweet from Christian rapper Lecrae after the inauguration. Here's what he said. He said, "Feels good to be on the side, the right side of history," which of course is the anti-racism, pro-life from womb to tomb, care for the marginalized, anti-Christian nationalism, anti-abuse of power side. So he's obviously for Joe Biden. This is Christian rapper Lecrae, who was embraced, who has been embraced by so much of the evangelical community, plays on the Christian radio stations and followed especially by many of the younger evangelical generation. Just think of many people he influences for his pro leftist worldview here, clearly laid out in this tweet, even to the truth denialism of thinking the Democratic Party is more pro-life from the womb. That's really sad, and we're going to see where this whole influence goes with regards to the church. So, in summary here, full-on truth denial is ahead. We are going to see policies and laws we can't even imagine, because the unregenerate mind just knows no bottom in their rejection of God and His Word. But the Bible does contain some what should be fear-inducing news for them, truth for them. It says in Revelation 21, verse 8, "But for the cowardly," this is when God creates the new heavens and the earth, here's the judgment of God, "for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and sexually immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters," and here's the key one, "and all liars," the truth deniers, "their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." That's from Revelation 21. And I would never wish that upon my worst enemy. But that's what the Bible says is ahead for truth deniers. And that doesn't just apply, by the way, to the Democratic Party or anyone who supports them. That applies to anyone who dies not having trusted in Christ as Savior. Because you know what? We have all sinned and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And that sin separates us from God and puts us under His judgment that we read there in Revelation 21. But the good news, the gospel, is that God sent His Son to pay the penalty for our sin, so that when we believe in who He is, transfer our trust from our own good works to trusting in His good work on our behalf, God forgives us. And He promises to give us eternal life in heaven. Not go to the lake of fire, which is the second death. No one should want to go there, but gives us eternal life in heaven. So just to conclude, to say that, of course, Donald Trump and the GOP are not the embodiment of truth. They do not have the corner on truth. But the Democratic Party has become the party of truth deniers and deceivers. And now they're the ones holding political power. But there's a big but here. God still reigns, and His word is still truth forever. It says in Isaiah 40, "All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. The people," or leaders you could insert, "are indeed grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word," or the truth of the word of our God, "stands forever." And I know we've been focusing on current events here a lot recently in the program, because there is so much going on and so much changing in the world right now with regards to COVID and racial division and this election and this worldview of this new administration. But I think as Christians, we need to learn to discern the times. We need to stand firm, as it says in Ephesians 6. We need to help others see and believe the truth. We don't want to be truth deniers. We want to be truth embracers from the truth of God's word. And we want to be especially clear about who God is and the gospel offer to them, that they can be saved, so they can stand firm and know what's ahead and what's coming.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us, at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.